Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 14 years. A couple of months, he'll be celebrating his 14th anniversary with us. He's the author of a number of books that I still talk about a lot. Creating and Dominating New Markets is a book you hear me talking about even when he's not here. I quote from that book all the time. And also Warp Speed Growth. He's one of our favorite international marketing experts and management experts, and he's our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show,
Jim. Thank you very much for having me on again.
It's good to have you back. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is empowering people, and I like talking about this because it's one of the most important things small business owners need to learn how to do as the CEOs of their business if they really want to take their business to the next level. Talk to us about that.
That's very true, but I've often seen that saying you're empowered to our teams doesn't seem to work very well. Sometimes we have to do more than simply tell them. And what I want to do is spend a few minutes with us talking about there may be a better way to make empowerment work for us as the owners of small business.
All right.
So let me start with a story. Last month, I was at a company-wide meeting, and the owner had just explained the values that he wanted the company to have. One of the values was empowerment, simple concept. I learned a lot, though, when I sat down with some of the employees and had coffee with them right after that presentation, that conversation. The statement from the executive was clear enough. The owner wanted each person to feel empowered. But it wasn't clear enough. And I raised a question that got a giant divide in the group. The question I asked everybody was, are you empowered by the company or empowered by yourself? And half the group went one way and half the group went another.
Wow. And so what do you think they thought you meant? Tell me, take a minute or so and a little bit and tell us what you mean by those two distinctions.
It's an important point. A lot of people wait for others, for an outside authority, to tell them what to do, to give them empowerment, give them permission to be empowered. A lot of people wait for an internal authority to do exactly the same thing.
So
small business owners primarily get there because they have that internal authority telling them that they have the power to do this. But they don't always act that way to others.
Right. No. And that's almost exactly what I talked about a couple of segments ago about communicating to your employees that if you're going to be impatient, if you're going to be demand a lot, if you're going to expect a lot from your people, if you're going to expect them to be like you, you've got to let them have the information that you have. And empowerment is part of that. So maybe a good way to say that, Peter, if you'll forgive me for thinking about it like this, would be to say, do you rent empowerment or do you own it?
Do you feel that you have the ability to modify your own internal building, or you have to wait for permission to do that?
Yeah, I can't paint if I'm renting my apartment, I can't paint the walls till the landlord tells me so. But if I own it, I can paint them if I want to.
And do you rent or own your own company?
Yep.
That's clear. Do you let your people rent or own their own work inside that company? That's the distinction that was really difficult for some of the people who were founders of that company, as well as the employees. It was interesting to watch one of the founders was in this group at that coffee, and he was totally mystified by the fact that other people were waiting for empowerment to be given to them.
He felt like he had given it to them, but they hadn't necessarily taken it. Of course, it would be differing opinions about whose fault that was. But regardless, they hadn't taken the empowerment he thought he gave them.
there is no fault there, but after the break, let's talk about ways to resolve this so it works for both parties.
Well, and one of the things that I will say on a personal note, I wasn't a very good delegator early on. I think most entrepreneurs are not good delegators. It's not in our nature because we did all the jobs first, right? But when we did it, they were perfect, and everybody else is not perfect, just us. But the thing is that when I got to the point, the thing that got me to being a better delegator, to empowering people, was when I told them I expected them to own their assignment, and I identified things in their assignment where I actually worked for them.
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense.
I need your website.
Oh. MeyerGrp.com.
MeyerGrp.com. Peter Meyer and I will be right back. I told you we'd get smarter when Peter joined us. Stay with us, Sweet Hill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.